Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What are you folks going to be doing down there, Ed Keegan?
So the gala will be an event having live music, a lot of good food. We're going to have auctions, raffles. In other words, we're going to make it a fun event for the community in order to do also a great deed.
All right, Kim Keegan, the second annual. So obviously you did this last year. How'd it go last year?
It went beyond our expectations. We wanted to break even, and we were able to raise enough funds to fund quite a few scholarships this year.
Yeah, that's it, and that's the point of the foundation, and let's get to that. First of all, again, this foundation bears the name of your daughter, Ashton Hope Keegan, tragically lost in a car crash August of 2016. This foundation, though, raising money for women who are working toward GEDs. Kim Keegan, a lot of ways and a lot of places you could have gone with a fundraising effort and a way to memorialize your daughter, a foundation. A lot of ways, a lot of different directions you could have gone, all of them worthy. Why this one? What inspired this effort?
Well, Ashton was very much involved in the community, but one of her passions was mentoring women in our community that were left behind and working towards getting their GEDs or just learning skills to get a job. She mentored women at the Women to the World PALS program. And that was a huge passion of hers. And when she passed away, you know, it's really difficult because you have to figure out how to live your life differently. Mm-hmm. So we took her passion and decided to carry it on and make it her legacy and start the foundation. She definitely was involved in the community, and we didn't want the community to forget her. And touching the lives of the women that she worked with, we wanted to continue touching lives of the women who the foundation can help.
Ed Keegan, as you assess the need for this, as you assess the demand for this, women seeking GEDs, what did you find? I mean, how many of these women are out there?
Well, there's actually quite a few. And beyond just the GED, we had a young lady who approached us. Kind of the genesis of the whole idea was a lady who wanted to become a veterinary tech. And she applied for Athens Tech. She was accepted to the school, but she found that to be a vet tech, you have to have a vaccination that costs $500. She fell in that gap between not having the $500. She could have been fully funded at school by Hope Scholarship once in, but this one impediment would have been a lifelong end to her dreams.
For lack of $500.
For lack of something as small as $500. So by giving the $500 to this student, she is now in Athens Tech. She's about to graduate with her vet tech degree. She'll be into society, able to sustain her family. That gap is where we really recognize the need.
Again, the event that's going to raise money for these types of scholarships, not just scholarships and supplies, we'll talk about that as well here, but the event, the Hope Gala, the foundation signature event, a week from tomorrow night, Saturday, as we said, at the Hotel Indigo in Athens. It'll start at 6 in the cocktail hour and such, the entertainment itself at 7 o'clock, and some of the other activities as we were discussing here. Admission, $85. If I want to go, Ed Keegan, how do I get there? How do I get tickets?
So you can go online for tickets. I will tell you, though, that we are close to sold out. Hmm. So we estimate 175 people is the max for the room to have a comfortable evening. We're at about that level, mm-hmm. but we always plan for 10%
sure.
no shows.
Right.
So probably 15 tickets left to sell. So if you're interested in coming, get on the website quickly. They're going fast.
All right, Ashton Hope Keegan Foundation, and Keegan, K-E-E-G-A-N. AshtonHopeKeeganFoundation.org is the website. Again, you mentioned some of the money, the scholarships, as it were, for these women who are trying to attain GEDs. But it also says here, Kim Keegan, something about supplies. What do we mean there? What are we talking about there?
Well, we found that in some of the organizations like Women to the World, PALS program, they were lacking in obtaining supplies, books, pencils, computers, GED books. So we are helping provide them with those items that they need in order to succeed and get their GEDs.
Yeah, I found it interesting, ironic or coincidental, providential, you choose the word. You mentioned the woman who was trying to get through Athens Tech or into Athens Tech in a veterinary track down there at Athens Tech. I note here that your daughter, Ashton Hope Keegan, founded the foster program at Oconee Animal Service. So, I mean, that's just, again, ironic or coincidental, as you were, but that's certainly speaks to what you're talking about here. Tell me about her involvement with Oconee Animal Services.
Well, I would love to talk about that because it was Ashton and I decided to help our local community with the animals since we did that in Colorado and found that there was a huge need in the foster program, or actually there was no foster program at Oconee County Animal Services. And so we hooked up with them and I'm still very much involved in that. They honor Ashton out there. They talk about her. Her picture comes to the events. But her passion definitely was with her animals.
See, people have tried to hook me into this foster pet program over the years. It's a scam. It's a bait and switch. You know that once I get that dog home, I can't give that dog up.
Yeah, well, we fostered probably about 50, and I only have 4.
So. Yeah, we have 4 foster failures at home, yeah, that's so we it. Know exactly yeah, what you're
I,
saying.
I don't know how people ever do that. I mean, and Lord knows, and that's just me. My wife, she'd go nuts with this stuff. Oh, yeah, we'll have the dog, and we'll give the dog up. No, you won't. It's a bait and switch, that thing. Again, the website, AshtonHopeKeeganFoundation.org. Kim and Ed Keegan, the parents of Ashton Hope Keegan, again, who lost her life tragically August of 2016, just as she was getting ready to enter a PhD program at the University of Georgia. Hope Gala, second annual for the Ashton Hope Keegan Foundation, raising money to provide scholarships, supplies to women who are working toward GEDs, working to attain GEDs. I'm talking with the parents of Ashton Hope Keegan, Ed and Kim Keegan, in studio with us this morning. Again, Ashton Keegan died August 21st, 2016, one night before she was to have started an accelerated PhD program at the University of Georgia. I have said this before. We're all going to have to try to get through the next few minutes here. I've said this before. I don't think, and I've seen it close up, I don't think life has anything more difficult to toss at anyone than the loss of a child. I watched it through my parents' eyes. Very similar. My brother was 21, killed in a car crash in 1984. And I saw what my parents went through, and my mother still does. It's not something that goes away. It's something that stays with you. That said, I mean, what you people have done here in terms of coming to grips and moving forward and trying to attain and bring about a positive outcome, trying to make something good happen in someone else's lives. I mean, there are a couple of different ways that you people, as people, can go, and you chose this route. The other way, and I've seen people do this, who just sink into grief and never climb out. What is it about the two of you that, you know, we're going to take this, we're going to do what we can with it and try to move the ball forward? Ed Keegan, Kim Keegan, what happened here?
Well, you can't really move forward. You have to move differently when something like this happens. And we decided we couldn't go in the other direction of falling apart and losing everything. Mm-hmm. So we decided to keep Ashton alive by doing the foundation and helping women who she would have helped if she'd still been here.
What were her plans? What was she going to do?
Thank you for asking, Tim. She was going to end up being a triple dog at UGA. So she got her undergrad, and then she started her program. She was 1 week into the program at UGA for her master's, PhD, accelerated program. And it was interracial communications and social justice. She wanted to stay in our community and help our community. And she wanted to work in nonprofit, just being a part of progress and helping people move forward. She felt like she had so much to offer. We couldn't stop. We couldn't stop that momentum.
You mentioned, we were talking during the break, Ed Keegan, you're not organically here. I mean, I think you said Pennsylvania, you were from Florida, you'd been out in Colorado, military family, pardon me, bouncing around all over the place. How did the University of Georgia, how did Athens enter the picture?
We had retired in Colorado Springs thinking that was our final destination out of the Air Force. And we had been there a couple of years, and Ashton realized that going back home after having lived around the world didn't feel like home anymore. So she started exploring where she would like to live. She chose Georgia because we had talked about it multiple times. Just, we loved the weather, we loved the architecture, we loved the whole feel of the classic city. So when she decided to come to school at Georgia, she originally came alone. And then after writing one out-of-state tuition check, we realized it was going to be a lot cheaper to just move here. And it turns out to be the smartest decision we ever made. We absolutely love it here.
And so, again, you land here by destination or happenstance. You end up here, and then, of course, this tragedy unfolds. And now moving forward with trying to positively affect the lives of others in a way that you say your daughter was planning to do with her life. And so many things. Choosing specifically and selecting specifically women as a way here. What about, and you've delved into this for a couple of years, and you see some of the unique challenges, I suppose, that women face in this arena. I mean, listen, life's tough for men too. You know that yourself. But I mean, Ed Keegan, Kim Keegan, one of you. What specifically about women that led the laser focus on this effort?
Ashton volunteered at the PALS program at Women to the World, which is in downtown Athens right by the high school. And it's a program that takes women who are left behind, whether through dropping out of high school from drugs or pregnancy. Some of the women had to take care of family, so they dropped out of school. Because Ashton taught in that program, it really formed the focal point for where we would carry on her legacy. Now, granted, she also worked in animal rescue. Mm. She worked, she volunteered at Jeanette Rankin. She had a lot of interests. But what she always said was, if you put a fundraiser on the internet for a puppy, you will make a lot of money. Mm. If you put a fundraiser on the internet for a woman who dropped out of high school because of drugs, you'll get nothing. So she saw the real need and focused there. Our follow-on to her is that passion. So we're going to continue with that passion.
What is it like, Kim Keegan, to see, and you must have by now, you've been at this for a couple of years, you must have by now looked at success stories, and probably some failures too, but I mean, you must have looked at success stories in places where you know this effort has made a positive difference in someone's life. What is that like?
Well, we have a success story that we can talk about is a woman who applied for a scholarship for a GED, and she got it. And she moved forward and applied for another scholarship to receive a certification at Athens Tech. And Ed can explain it much better because he really got into working with this lady.
Yes, our student was Demetria Dowdy. And in March of 2018, Demetria applied for a scholarship to get her GED. She had not really gotten started. She got the GED scholarship in March. By September, she had completed the GED and applied for a continuing education scholarship with us to go to Athens Tech to be a graphic designer. And what was most noteworthy is that on her application, she said, this is also just an interim step. I will be a business owner. I'm not going to spend my life working for somebody else. I will be a business owner. So this is a woman who in March had nothing. In September, was already entering a technical trade, knowing that her outcome was going to be, she was going to be the boss. That, for the lack of that GED scholarship, that entire life plan was on hold. And yet in 6 months, she executed it once she was given the opportunity.
Again, the event is going to be Saturday at the Hotel Indigo in Athens. A small handful of tickets remaining. They're $85 a pop. It'll get underway at 6 o'clock. The entertainment at 7. A live auction by Williamson Brothers. A silent auction. Some raffle items. Plenty of food. Some music. Rachel O'Neill providing the music down there. And again, tickets available at the website. AshtonHopeKeeganFoundation.org. AshtonHopeKeeganFoundation.org. Kim Keegan, where do you see this moving forward? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road? What do you want this ultimately to be and do?
What I ultimately want to see is us to not turn down any woman applying for a scholarship. We want to be able to fund the women who are applying that show the need, and I mean, it's unlimited what we can do with the foundation.
Now, logistically, in terms of what happens, you'll have your event on Saturday. You'll raise some money. You'll raise money through the course of the year in other ways. I'm sure people can donate at the website. I'm sure even if they can't make it to this particular event, you're always accepting donations, I am sure. So you get the pile of money. What logistically happens with that? How do we get from point A being here's the money, point B benefiting someone in need? What are the logistics involved there?
We have integrated ourselves, for example, with Athens Tech, where we're now part of their scholarship program. So as students apply at Athens Tech for scholarships, their guidance counselors—
They go through financial aid, what's right. available, and here's one of
This is one of them. And what happens is Athens Tech will then send applicants over to us for our vetting process. And we will vet the number of students versus the number or the amount of money we have available for scholarships, and we'll make a decision. As Kim said, our goal is we won't have to make a decision. Every student that needs the money will get the money. Last year, we raised far more than anticipated. This year, we're even tracking ahead of last year's metrics. So it's going very well. So we may be reaching those goals sooner than anticipated. Our ultimate goal, I would say, is to go out of business. Our ultimate goal is that the women will have their education, the families will be intact, there will be no more need for women who are left behind to get scholarships.
Yeah, my hunch, and probably yours as well, that maybe grandkids somewhere down the road see that part. We won't. We will not see that end objective. But to your objective, Kim Keegan, which is to not have to do the triage. I mean, right now you have to look at two women, and you have to say no to one of them. I don't know whatever the percentage is, but you have to say, okay, yes, you're going to get the scholarship. You're not. That's got to be, well, better you than me. I don't want that part of it.
No, that's a difficult part. And at this point, the vetting does begin at Athens Tech, and then they move forward and give us the applicants. We haven't really had to turn anybody down.
Well, that's good.
We were able to provide 9 scholarships this year at Athens Tech, and it was the applicants that applied.
What do they like to work with out there at Athens Tech? How did they receive this?
Well, they're fantastic. There isn't anybody we've met out there that we haven't really enjoyed the relationship. We feel that that will continue. We will probably expand what we do. There are other programs that can use our help. But Athens Tech is a fantastic jewel that we have in Athens.
I mentioned that to folks who can't go to the gala, and you're almost sold out of tickets, but you'll take donations most any time. The website, the easiest way to do that?
That's correct. There's a donate button on the website. It's pretty prevalent. If you see me on the street, hand me a check. I'll take it
work
in
too,
anyway.
Yeah, cash. Ashton Hope Keegan Foundation. Again, Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, Hope, common spelling, Keegan, K-E-E-G-A-N. Ashton Hope Keegan Foundation.org. Best of luck a week from Saturday, we should say the 26th Saturday down there at the Hotel Indigo, the second annual Hope Gala to benefit the Ashton Hope Keegan Foundation. Ed and Kim Keegan in studio with us this morning. Folks, thanks for riding out.
Thank you very much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.